The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? This is your host, David Williams, with my co-host, Mr.
Sam Baruski.
Who's got it?
Welcome to Hoop Ball Grizz.
He's going big time over there tonight.
Yeah,
another big game at home. Memphis Grizzlies, Houston Rockets. Final score 121-110.
Was a big game.
Huge game.
Big win.
Rockets were setting 4 seed prior to this game in the Western Conference. They did not have Westbrook tonight. He set out, as is always the case in Memphis.
He just doesn't like Memphis.
That it's 100% what it is.
It's a fact.
And that's okay. That's all right. Set out, Russ.
Because we get dubs.
That's right. Grizzlies bring home the win. Big win. It was a team win. We talked about keys to victory in the weekly preview podcast. Rebounding was a big thing. Closing the game. And defense. And this was a very, very good defensive game for the Grizzlies. I would venture to say maybe their best defensive game of the year.
If not one of the best.
James Harden. You know what? I got to pull it up here. I thought I put it in my notes, but I didn't put it in my notes. I'm going to pull it up. He had
41.
He took 37 shots to get 41 points, though. 37.
It's also, he does that against the Grizzlies like every time he scores 40. It's like five games in a row
he's dropped 40 against the Grizzlies. But listen, he earned it, man. If you got to shoot the ball 37 times to get to 40 points, that's just in volume alone. The caliber of player that he is, shooting it 37 times, it's an insane amount. Just outrageous amount of shots, 37 for one player in the game. I didn't even look to see. Let's see what their total shots. They shot the ball 86 times tonight. James Harden was right at half of those.
Jesus.
Almost 50%. So I can live with that. I can live with James Harden dropping 40. Grizzlies get the win. It was scary coming out at halftime. The Grizzlies did not look great in the third. They only scored 18 points, but defense kept them in it. That could have very easily been a swing third where the Grizzlies, you know, they went in the half, had a 6-point lead, and then only score 18 in the third.
Their usual third quarter that they were doing at the beginning of the year, that one? Yeah.
Yeah. And they had fixed that as of late. They've been one of the best second half teams in the league here lately, and so that they've been working on that. They've been making adjustments, they've been growing. And prior to the adjustments that they made, they had been good in the first half. We talked about their plus minus in the first half, and they were negative, but not by a lot. Right there. It was super, super close. And then the second half, it was domination. They were getting crushed, and they've turned that around. So it was, fun to watch. Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson, Dillon Brooks, Fisher's Law, 12-0, baby.
Let's do it.
12-0. Did you see Dillon's post game, like as he was going off? Did you see
his interview? I caught part of it.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know if you were you were heading over to do the podcast at that point.
I did catch part of it.
He said, you know, I'm out here, I'm trying to get 20 to 30 every night, and these guys know that. I like the confidence from him, man.
At least he's honest about it.
He is. He's out there. He's shooting, and I'm okay with that. There were a couple plays that he made tonight where he was super selfish and he drove in and he chucked up a shot and it was a bad shot. And then there were some times when he made some great plays. And so once he gets that under control, or he's making the right decision more often, I think that's going to clean his game up a lot, make a big, big difference in it. Let's run through the Grizzly. Again, final score 121-110. Grizzlies improved to 19-22 on the season. They are on a six-game win streak. Sam, you know the last time the Grizzlies were on a six-game win streak?
Yes, it was in 2016.
December of 2016, yes. The last time the Grizzlies were on a six-game win streak. So it's big stuff. It is great to watch this young team overachieve. Maybe it's overachieving. I don't know if that's the right word for it. I mean, based off of where they were projected at the beginning of the season, it's overachieving. But this may be the new floor for them. You know, it's
the quest to 35.
I feel like I'm going to be under. My 25 prediction is under. We're 19-22, so that is exactly 41 games. We are at the exact halfway point. Grizzlies are on pace.
38.
Yep. On pace to roll three over the 35 prediction from Sam. We'll see. A lot of season left. If they keep playing ball like they did tonight, they will win a lot of games, and they will definitely pass that.
I'm looking forward to my candy bar.
Jaren Jackson Jr., 15 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 steals, 2 blocks. The Wildebeest, not quite 30-19, but 19-6, 2 and a block. Dylan Brooks, again, Fisher's Law was in effect, 24-4-3-1-2. And he made 6 threes. That was a career high.
Ties career high, actually.
Ties, yeah.
Yeah, ties it, yeah.
Career high, ties, same thing.
No, it's why not. Are you hating?
If it ties a career high, it's still a career high.
He ties it because he already did it for because he's Dylan Brooks. Fisher's Law, full effect. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Why? I'm going to stab Sam. It's going down right now.
I would, too.
Where was I? Oh, Ja Morant, 26-5-8-1-1. He was on fire tonight.
But he missed one shot?
One shot. He was 10 of 11 from the field tonight. He just, the shots were just falling for him. That was fun to watch. De'Anthony Melton, 12-6, 4 and a block. Brandon Carter. What is this? What's going on?
Late I'm so night, excited. It happens.
Like, I'm so pumped because they won the game. I can't even say that. BC, Brandon Clark. 14-7, 2 and a steal. Grayson Allen, 6-2-4. Solo didn't score much. He only had 3 points, but he had 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and a block. Just overall, start to finish, team victory. They stuck to the game plan when it comes to guarding James Harden, and it was effective. And you may look at the box score and be like, well, he dropped 41 points. He took 30 freaking 7 shots. 37 shots, dude.
36.
Sam, it was 37.
You said 36 earlier.
36. It was 37. If I said 36, I apologize.
Okay.
36 or 37, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
30 plus shots to score 40 points. And he didn't get to the line that much.
No, he didn't. I was
He shot 11 free throws. A couple of those were technical free throws.
And Jaren Jackson one of them too.
Yeah, Jaren got a technical late in the game. Who was the other one? Was it on Solo?
Yep.
So two of those were from that. Prior to the two technical foul shots, he had been to the line 9 times. That's outstanding comparatively to what he has done against the Grizzlies in the past. There's been plenty of times that he's got to the free throw line 20 times against the Grizzlies. And it was good coaching, good scheme, good game plan. The guys were keeping their hands clear, not allowing him. James Harden is the best in the league with the rip-through move. If you got your hands extended toward him, he's going to rip through, catch your arm on the way up, get a shot off, draw that foul. Best in the league at doing that. And the Grizzlies defensively, and it wasn't just one guy. I say it was team defense. Dylan Brooks done an excellent job. De'Anthony Melton guarding Kyle Anderson. There were a whole list of guys that were on him at one point during the game. And they all stuck to the game plan and kept him off of the foul line. So it's Great, great team win. I don't know that they could have done it any better. 41 points is a lot. He got his. But if he's shooting the ball 36, 7, 8, 9, 40, 11, 100 times.
Too much.
Then I can live with 41 points.
Yeah. Well, especially, I mean, if you score 41 points, you figure you're going to win, but not the case.
Nope. Not today. I want to go back. I want to talk about Ja's game a little bit more. 26, 5, 8, 1, and 1, 10, 11 from the field. Ja Morant did not sit down in the fourth quarter. He played the entire fourth. And I think he's 36 or 37 minutes tonight. I think 37.
I got you. Hang on. He's 7 seconds shy of 37, but 36, 53. So 37 minutes pretty much.
Basically 37 minutes tonight. And that's a little more than Ja generally plays, but he had it going. And Ja Morant he's currently setting fifth overall in the NBA in fourth quarter scoring.
7.3.
I thought he was high. I thought he was 7.6 and LeBron was 7.5.
I thought it was said 7.3. I could be wrong. I know Harden was number one and he was fifth. I do know that. So
let me run off some the names on the list in the fourth quarter scoring. James Harden is one. Sam just said that.
Mm-hmm.
Trae Young is number two.
Yep.
Giannis is number three. Kyrie Irving is four. Ja Morant is five. And LeBron James is sixth on that list. That is some good company. Good company. Trae Young is another. He is a young guy.
He's good.
And he is cooking down in Atlanta. There's not much offensively around him. And that's what's – I don't have to tell you about James Harden. You know about James Harden. You know why he's leading the league in fourth quarter scoring. It's James Harden. Giannis, reigning MVP, the leader of his team, he's going to be up there. Kyrie Irving, LeBron James. The difference to me from Ja, with him being on this list, is on a night-to-night basis, he's not the primary offensive option. He will have the ball in his hand. He will be distributing. But you got other guys on this team that he's sharing the ball with. LeBron James has Anthony Davis. But in the fourth quarter, that team knows that LeBron James is a closer. Same with Harden. Same with Giannis. Kyrie has been injured. But when he's on the floor, there's no question in Brooklyn who their closer is. It's not even close. Dinwiddie blew up. He was playing at an all-star level while Kyrie was out. But now that Kyrie's back, that's Kyrie's team.
Yep.
And you got Trae Young as the only option in Atlanta. You got John Collins down there, but there's not really solid options. Not like what you have in Memphis with Jaren Jackson, JV, Dylan Brooks. There's not that many options in Atlanta. So it's impressive to me. Ja is doing this as a rookie, and he's in the talk. Like, there are three MVPs on that list, and right now everybody on that list is headed for the Hall of Fame. Trae Young is obviously young in his career. Like, he's second year. So he's not been doing it as long as the other guys, but the other guys on that list, for me, it's a no-brainer that they're Hall of Fame caliber players. They're still Giannis has still got some stuff to do. Some would say Harden still has some stuff to do, but I don't know. I think Harden is there. Just his stretch since he's been in Houston, what he's done, I think that he is better than some of the guys that are already that are currently in the Hall of Fame. So I will not be one that would argue against Harden in the Hall of Fame. I'm not the biggest Harden fan. There's some stuff about his game that I don't like. I hate that. Here's my biggest issue with James Harden is this. You cannot be that elite on the offensive end of the floor and be that bad on the defensive end. He gets steals, he gets blocks, he breaks up passes. But that doesn't tell the story about how bad he is on defense. He takes the game off on the defensive end of the floor. He only plays on one end. And I hate it because you cannot have that much talent and not be able to play defense. He just chooses not to do it. D'Antoni doesn't have a problem with it because he's the best scorer in the league. So, you know, okay, your coach doesn't have an issue with it. You do you, man. But I can't stand that. That's my biggest, like, irk about Harden. It drives me insane. I can't deal with it. What you digging in over there, Sam? What you looking at?
Stats. I'd say just looking at different stats. Yep.
Did I leave anything out you want to throw in there?
No. I was looking and I was wondering why Jonas only had 6 rebounds, and I found out Solomon Hill had 6 of them, so that's where his other 6 went.
Where his other 6 went? Solomon stole his.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, we talked about his double doubles the other night.
It happens.
You know, you're going to have games where the rebounds, you know, Brandon Clark had 7, De'Anthony Melton had 6, Ja Morant had 5.
See, I'm not going to be mad about those.
You know, you've got other guys that are in there grabbing them, and that's just some nights it's just going to bounce away from him, and that's kind of...
Him and Capella were just, like, slapping each other, fighting for him, so I get it. And Capella had, like, 50, so...
I think he ended the game with, like, 16. Yeah, he was 16 and 16.
I know he had more than 14 because he had 14 at one point.
Yeah. And let's see how many offensive rebounds, because I talked about Capella being an offensive rebounding monster. He had 3, so he was just below his average, but still, they had the Rockets in total had 9 offensive rebounds. So, man, it is
9?
Yeah, 9 total.
9, well, the Grizzlies had 7. So yeah,
they
bad.
Were right there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Jonas had 2.
The keys to the game, man. Keys to victory. They can, I would say, they checked all the boxes whenever it comes to it. They played great team defense to make Harden earn everything that he got. They rebounded the ball well. They actually out rebounded Houston 42-41 overall. So that's not a wide margin by any stretch. But the fact that you're up there, one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the league. And you hold them to 9. So it's good. That's how you win the ball game. Close the game. Ja Morant took care of business tonight. It was textbook execution is what comes to mind, because everybody, when you would see Harden, they would be playing. It seems like they like to play. Everybody plays Harden on one shoulder. They allow him to go one way into the defense, and then the defense collapses, and everybody was doing a great job of not getting too far away from their man. They were collapsing enough on Harden to cause him to give the ball up or take a tough shot, but not collapsing so much that you had Tucker in the corner or Austin Rivers or Eric Gordon. Eric Gordon had a great game. You know, he was over 20. And he was really, in the fourth quarter, James Harden scored 3 points, and they were all from the free throw line. Eric Gordon was the engine for the Rockets in the fourth. And as a Grizzlies, like, if you're a Grizzlies coach, if you're a Grizzlies fan, you will take that all day long. James Harden, league leader in fourth quarter scoring at 10.1 points a game, scored 3 points. And all of them were from the free throw line.
Take that, James. Take it. Take it and like it. But no, there was a play, well, defensive play that Dylan did I thought was really good. Harden pump faked. He went around. He dribbled. He came back. He shot it. And Dylan went straight up and then put his hands out like that. I thought that was great. Dylan did it more than once, but that was one I remembered in the fourth quarter. And he missed. Grizzlies got the rebound, went down, scored, you know.
Dylan done a great job staying in front of him.
He did
man.
Awesome.
Great job. Go ahead.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, okay. He did. That was one thing I was going to say. He did. He did great. And, I mean, Harden, he pump faked. He dribbled around a little bit. Another one was Harden wasn't paying attention to the shot clock, and he was dribbling, 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 dribbling. And when he did that, I was like, ha, put that in your pipe and smoke it, dude. That's right. You and your dribbling stuff. Take it.
He dribbled the shot clock out.
My man.
Ja did have a bonehead move there in the fourth quarter.
We don't talk about that. No, we don't talk about that.
The only turnover that the Grizzlies committed in the fourth quarter, Ja Morant was dribbling the ball up the floor and was not paying attention. He didn't get to the timeline.
He just stood there.
He didn't get to the timeline. I'm like,
he just dribbled, and stood. Dribbled. And I'm like, boop. And I was like, okay, there it went.
Yeah, right, there. Then. That was a dagger, man. I was sitting on the couch like, oh my gosh, man. And get across the timeline. And then the whistle blows. I'm like, oh, it's too close. Don't do that.
Yeah, because they was still in reach then.
Yeah. Yep. So
that was terrifying.
That was a little scary. But the Grizzlies took care of the ball in the fourth and closed this game out. Managed to beat a really good Houston Rockets team. They were short Russell Westbrook.
It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an elite player, man.
He didn't play defense.
Yeah. He plays a little more defense than Harden does.
He does, yeah. I'm just talking.
All right. Sam.
What's up?
I think this is a good time.
For the JV fun fact?
JV fun fact.
I found
of the
a pretty good one today. Reading this thing, and it said that he had two acting credits to his name, but he actually technically has four. And he was an actor in two Lithuanian movies. And they're called, this one's called, Gutas Iskavatmas, three. It came out in 2016. There was another one called Mesus Lietuvia. It came out in 2012. And then this one I can actually read. It's an American one. It goes The Other Dream Team. And it came out in 2012. And he also had one. It was a Canadian basketball ad where he says, basketball is my life. That's what it says. I've tried to find them on YouTube. I could not find that trailer, but
so over the course of time with the JV fun facts, you've learned a lot of neat stuff about JV.
Yeah, I have.
Multi-talented JV. He is a dancer.
Lithuanian dancer.
That's
that
right.
Taught the Toronto Raptors the cheerleaders to dance.
He won the Lithuanian Player of the Year.
There's something to add to the Lithuanian dancing one. He actually considers himself the worst dancer out of everybody that he taught there. Like, out of the players and everything, he still considers himself the worst dancer.
Oh, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. I love these JV fun facts today. We may be running out of those.
We are getting really close.
There's only so many things you can dig up. Sam has been doing an excellent job hunting these facts down. I love watching him sweat. I see him. He's, you know, we'll finish an episode and we'll be watching a game or whatever, and he is digging. He's over there. He's just searching for something.
The first few were not hard, but man, we're getting down to the nitty gritty now. I've got to really, really dig and look. But it's cool. It's fun.
All right. Well, I tell you what we'll do, Sam. Do you think you can make it to the All-Star break with JV Fun Facts?
Ooh, that's tough, but I'll make it happen.
All right. So we will make the JV Fun Fact of the day. We're going to make it to the All-Star game, the All-Star break. So the last episode prior to the All-Star break, we will drop a JV Fun Fact of the day bomb.
I've got a good one for that one. So.
He's saving one. Yep. He's saving a good one. And then after that, we'll move on to something else. We'll plug something else in there.
We'll do the jaw fun fact. No, I don't know what we're going to do yet, but
we'll figure it out. We got time. All right, guys, it's a good time for us to talk about our partner here at Hoopball Grizz, mybookie.ag. They're online sportsbook. Mybookie.ag has the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week customer service team for all your questions and needs. MyBookie's been around for a while, guys. It's a trusted name. They have more lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook. Right now, they're running a promo. If you go to MyBookie.ag and you use the show's promo code Grizzlies, they will match your initial deposit up to 50% of whatever you deposit, up to $2,000. So you deposit $2,000, you're going to get a free $1,000 just by going to MyBookie.ag and using the show's promo code. Again, that promo code is Grizzlies. They have all kinds of stuff for you to bet on over there. If you like betting on multiple games, if you want to put them all together to increase the amount that you can win, the parlay wagers, they have them over there. Go and check them out, mybookie.ag. Again, don't forget the promo code. They will match your initial deposit 50% up to $2,000. It's free money. the Super Bowl is right around the corner, guys. Everybody and their mama bets on Sam's mama bets on the Super Bowl every year.
Every year.
I don't know if she does or not. I'm just throwing that in there.
Wouldn't surprise me if she did, honestly.
I know, I would say the large percentage of my friends bet on the Super Bowl every year, whether it's a if they're buying squares or playing the spread or whatever it is. If you're going to bet on the Super Bowl, this is a no-brainer to go to mybookie.ag. Whatever you're going to bet, go over there, use the show's promo code Grizzlies, and they're going to give you half of whatever you're going to bet. So you can increase the amount of money you can win just by going to mybookie.ag and signing up. Don't forget the promo code is Grizzlies.
Grizzlies. Be like Nike and just do it.
That's his signature line, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo to the who.
We really don't have anything else about the game. Sam, did you have anything else about the game that you wanted to add before we get going here?
Go Grizz, yeah.
Nothing?
No, not really, nothing.
All right, guys, we'll leave it at that. We talk to you about the newsletter every time.
The Bruise Letter.
We're not letting you out without it. hoop-ball.com/newsletter. You still got time to get over there. Get signed up for it. It's great content. The leader here at HoopBall, Mr. Aaron Brewski, puts this out every week, spends a lot of time, a lot of energy covering all 30 teams in the NBA. You will not be disappointed. The only way you can get it is go to hoop-ball.com and sign up for the newsletter. Check it out.
I do have one more thing to add.
I knew you did.
I did.
I knew that I was going to get into that. Okay.
Yep, I do because I got
every
you got,
single time.
Yeah, it happens.
Every
it
time.
Happens. Did you see Jonas's post, the interview he did? He gave a Greg Popovich answer, and it was so great because I laughed so hard because Joe was standing there. We were watching it, and I said, Joe, that's your answer. That's a Greg Popovich answer. But he asked him, he's like, so you're racking up a bunch of wins. He said, it was something, or you're feeling pretty confident about that. You know, you answered that well. He goes, yep.
I did see that.
Like, yes. Yes.
I think Fish said,
I forgot exactly what he asked him, but
yeah, I remember seeing that. And then he said, confidence is a heck of a drug. And JV just kind of nodded and smiled. It was
great.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right, guys, come find us on Twitter. The show is at Hootball Grizz. I am at DWill2111. Sam is
SammyB1118, capital S, lowercase a, MMY, capital B, 1118.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Yay, guys.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.